The beating that ended Pelu Khan's life in April was captured on video. A group of men hit the 55-year-old man, threw him to the ground, and stepped on him in the northwestern Indian state of Rajasthan. He asked them to stop, but they refused. As the beating continued, people nearby were stealing Khan's cows. They took the cows to a nearby Hindu-run shelter that accepts stolen cows and sells them. Cow theft and sales have brought money to needy Hindu communities in rural areas. About 14% of the 1.3 billion people living in India are Muslim. Public attacks on the Muslim population have raised concerns about the direction the country is taking. The attackers are mostly nationalistic Hindus who helped Narendra Modi win the office of Prime Minister in 2014. They are working as private militias in the cow-stealing operations. Modi has worked since becoming Prime Minister to persuade the world that India is a good place for foreign investment. But the violent crime clashes with this image. His strongest supporters are now seen as shaping India through violence and religious discrimination. But public demands that Modi stop the crime have gone unanswered. Many wonder if Modi has enough influence over his supporters to make them stop.
States that Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, governs are reported to have had a notable increase in the stealing of cows from Muslims. There is no official record on the number of cows stolen from Muslims since 2014. But Reuters News Service says it spoke to two main northern Indian groups of cow thieves, called cow protectors there. Reuters reports they said they had stolen about 190,000 cows since Modi's election. Sometimes they stole them in the presence of police, the group's leadership reportedly said. Reuters reports the groups also said Muslims were the victims in almost every case. It is difficult to put value on the stolen cows. Prices go as high as $385 for young, healthy animals. That is a lot of money in India, where some 270 million people live on less than $2 a day. Hindus view cows as holy animals. The killing of cows for meat is illegal in most of India. Dinesh Patil is a district head of the Bahrang Dal group in the southwestern state of Maharashtra. The group is closely linked to the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, or RSS, a major nationalist Hindu organization. Patil told Reuters, "Everyone in this world is born Hindu. They are turned into Muslims when they are circumcised, and Christians when they are baptized." The RSS argues that foreign intervention by Muslims and then Christians has polluted India's purity for more than 1,000 years. The RSS helped create Modi's political party. The Prime Minister first attended the group's meetings as a child.
Patil said the Bajrang Dal took almost every one of the 1,700 cows at the center he manages from, in his words, Muslim slaughterers. Sudhanshu Trivedi is a national spokesman for the ruling BJP. He said his party expects anyone with knowledge of illegal acts, such as cow slaughter, to tell the police. He added that in cases where cows were taken, it was because their owners had broken laws. It is not redistribution of wealth. It is just stopping of illegal activities, he said. Modi's office directed Reuters to the Home Ministry for comments on this issue. The ministry said it is not correct that cow stealing has risen on Modi's watch. Also, it said it is preposterous to suggest that Hindus are organizing to steal and redistribute cattle. Some people have taken the law into their own hands in the name of protecting the cows, the ministry noted in a written statement. But, it said, the government is committed to protecting the legal rights of all citizens, including minorities in India.
The Supreme Court has also dealt with the issue. In September, the court ruled that central and state governments must deploy police to prevent cow theft and related violence. Some Hindu activists seem to ignore Modi's calls to end the attacks. One group of cow protectors, known as the Bharatiya Gau Raksha Dal, claims 10,000 members, mostly in western and northern Indian states. Pawan Pandit, a part-time computer program engineer, is their leader. He said the Prime Minister's condemnation of what he called antisocial activities did not move the group to stop. The cow protection movement totally belonged to the BJP before 2014, Pandit added. Now groups like ours have the momentum. He said militias operating under his cow protection group captured as many as 60,000 cows in the 3 years before Modi came to office. Since 2014, Pandit noted, the group has taken more than 100,000 cows, often working with police. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Katie Weaver.